Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
All right, sorry, sorry for putting you on hold there.
That's okay. Hi, Tim. My name's Charlotte, and I'm calling from Local Splash. We're just checking in with you. You had a question on your email about if we're able to manage your Google Ads. Is that right?
Yes. Do you need my Google Ads account number?
No. The answer to your question is we do manage Google Ad campaigns, but if you wanted us to manage Google Ads for you, we don't go into your existing account and manage that. Normally, you would put that on pause, and we create our own account, and we create a campaign for you in our own accounts. So you'd be paying us, we'd be paying Google.
Gotcha. Okay. So let me just do that instead. So, yeah, and then is there any way that I can send you some ads to use in the ad by any chance, or do you guys have a? I have some ads that I prefer.
Well, let me ask you: ads that you actually had inside your Google Ad campaign?
Yeah.
What type of ad was it?
I just liked it just because it was really centered around our business and our mission. Our mission is to conserve water, so we try to make things a little bit more eco-friendly by planting more desert-friendly plants and trees out here in Arizona. So that's really what the ads are kind of centered on, and it also includes extra services like pavers, backyard grills and patios, stuff like that. But I really like the way that it was set up.
Okay. So give me just a moment. I'm going to give you an example. Yes, you could send us if you wanted to see how, what you had included in your ads, we could definitely work with that. Give me just a moment to check something, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and so the reason I was asking what type of ads you made, we typically use responsive search ads, which is, you know, where you're creating one ad that has, like you said, mentions a number of many things, and Google creates a different ad every time somebody types in keywords, depending with all those pieces of information. And so that's why I was kind of asking when to get an idea, like, you know, if it was something you had made outside of Google Ads or if it was literally a Google ad.
No, this was a Google ad. It wasn't outside of Google Ads.
Uh-huh. Okay. How are you going to do it? You're going to screenshot that to show us?
Yes. If I could share that info, do I email it to you guys or? How do I do that?
You can email it, or you can send it in text, whichever way is going to be easier for you. But I'll want to coordinate with you if we're going to start the Google Ads, then I'm going to want to make sure that I see what you're sending so I can give it to our team.
Okay.
What you want to work with. Okay. So if you're going to text an image, yeah, you can text it to
877-635-6225. 6225, yeah. Okay. I'll go ahead and actually send it to you now. Will you receive it, or...
Yes, as long as you're sending it now and I'm in your account, I'll see it. And so we can coordinate that way. Okay. Basically, when you send something from one of your phone numbers that's on file, it'll land in your account. So, you know, it's not the same as when you're texting a phone and a particular person gets alerted, but whoever goes to your account is going to be the one. Account now.
Okay. Sending it to you now.
Yeah, it would be pretty hard to screenshot an ad. They're typically dynamic.
So instead of a CSAT, I just copied the ad, and then I'm just going to send it to you. That way you can receive the words instead of this,
okay.
The picture.
Yes, actually, that's better. You're right.
I have two others that you guys can work with.
Okay. And in most cases, you know, there used to be text ads only where, you know, they would need to make several. But typically now, they usually, because we're using responsive search ads, we typically start off with one that includes all the, you know, has all those snippets of information. That's why I'm trying to see what kind of ad you're using. Next to it, it'll name the type. Like when you're in your Google Ads campaign, it'll tell you what type it is. Like, for instance, if it's old, it could say expanded text ads, which you can't make anymore or edit. Or if it's newer, it's going to be another type. And the type that we typically use is responsive search ads. And so if you're in your ad campaign, it'll have a word next to it that tells you what type of ad it is. Can you see that?
You know what? I can't. You know what? I think, I'm not sure, to be honest. I don't think this is a Google ad because okay. This is much larger than what the Google ad lets me put in. But if you guys are able to use these ads as kind of like a benchmark or a resource, kind of how I want, and if you guys can actually use this ad in any of my websites or anything else that you guys are marketing my company with, please use these ads. I feel like these ads do really well.
Okay, so as soon as I see a little bit of it and get an idea what you've got there, then we'll, okay, let's see. You have something? Okay, yeah, all the actual, like, some sentences, well, the content at the top part, you know, has, how can I say this? Pieces of information on a responsive search ad, keywords, short sentences, and pieces of information from what I'm looking at that you sent can be put into the ad, but it wouldn't be identical to this. Mainly the top part that has like lengthy sentences, Google Ads don't really use those.
Right.
But still, we can use what you're giving us with, you know, the content and keywords and information we already have on your account to create ads with. But this information in its entirety could be more used in a Google post. And it sounds like, and do you know what I'm talking about there?
I don't actually. You'd probably be more the professional when it comes to this.
Okay.
It's really hard to keep up with this stuff.
That's okay. So I'll tell you this. First off the bat, because you said use it however we can, I will request a post using all as much as this that they can use, okay?
Okay.
Which might be all of it, and in a Google post. And that there's no cost to that. Now with Google Ad Campaign though, you asked if we can manage that, and Google Ads, yes, we manage it. We don't start them for a minimum of $300, we start at a minimum of $300, but if you're familiar with ads, many businesses need more than that. Of course, Google posts are at no cost. We can always do that for you.
Okay.
So with Google Ad Campaign, I don't know what you've been spending in the past on those, but
I actually just started it. So if I can cancel it now and just have you guys do it, because they're pretty much just did it for the same price. It was $300 for me to do the ad campaign for the month, and but I didn't know if I was doing it right. I didn't know if I was putting in the right keywords or anything. So if you guys are able to do that for me for the same price, I mean, it's a no-brainer. You know, I feel like it just it brings value to me and my company, and it kind of takes a little bit more work off my shoulders.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. So let me explain a little bit about Google Ads and how they work, because we start them at a minimum of 300 just because nobody's going to benefit for really less than that. And now, ads are pay-per-click ads. Google gets paid every time somebody clicks on an ad. Most businesses are paying somewhere between $5 to $15 a click, but every business is different. Some are less. Most of them are in that frame. And so with us, you're paying us up front, and we have a 25% manager fee. So you're spending $300 up front. Then 75% of that is going to Google, 25% to us to manage it. And in addition to that, as I said, with all pay-per-click campaigns, even whether you're dealing directly with Google or with us, no matter what amount you're paying, when that budget runs out, you know, the ads don't show. So, you know, when $300 for you, for some businesses, may run out in 2 weeks.
Right.
Some businesses run out in 3 weeks. But
this is
a starting point.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, I just want to try this out. We're not making too much money. We're not getting very much money coming in. So the cash flow is really, really tight. And I'm just trying to do anything I can to just try to bring customers in, for the lowest price. Cause, I don't know. We're hitting rock bottom at this point. So, yeah, if there's anything you can help us with or
absolutely.
Do, I would really
so
appreciate that.
I'm going to, first of all, I will have our team create a Google post. Basically, all the information that you just sent probably can go into a post in its entirety. I know it has some limitations too, but not as much as Google Ads do. We'll make a post.
If they could just make sure they look out, because the phone number listed on this is just a generic number. It's not mine.
Right.
It's the company number. So if they could just make sure to include
the
company number in there. I just saw that and I realized that that's a generic number.
Okay. Yes. And we'll do it with the right number. So we'll make a post. And now with the Google Ads, if you wanted to get started today, I would bill $300. And it would be after this time, it would be set to be added to your normal monthly bill, so it'd be $300 today, but your next bill not till March 27th would then be $499. It's the same as your regular account in the sense that, you know, if you ever want to discontinue, we only need a 3-day notice, you know.
Okay.
And
so you're actually giving me a kind of like a discount, because total it would have been $600 because I'm paying you $300 for your service and then another $300 for the Google Ads. But you said it'd be $499, $500.
Oh, okay. So, you know what?
Well, I hope I didn't just shoot myself in the foot by telling you that.
No, I'll tell you what. Why? Because I see your next billing was set for $199. Okay. Now, having said that, you were paying $299, and the $299 included $100 worth of Facebook ads.
Oh, Facebook didn't do anything for me. I asked them to remove that. Yeah.
That's why.
It was, yeah. Thank God. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why that it would be the $199 plus $300.
Yeah. Yeah. Facebook was not my friend.
No. Okay. All right. Just a moment. And then. I'll request a post that's separate from the ads that we're discussing. We'll bill the ads today, then I'll let our team know that, I mean, they automatically are going to look at our keywords that we have them file and all the information you've already given us to make ads and keywords with, but I'm going to ask them to refer to what you've given us and use as much as that as they can possibly add to the ad. And
please. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So give me just a moment to set up something.
Yeah, it's weird. Everyone's talking about how great the economy is, and I'm just looking around like, where is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Google Ads is... I work with a lot of businesses that use Google Ads, and, you know, the Google Business Profile, you know, every business needs one. Every business has different results of how well or how fast it gives them, works for them. But Google Ads is a product that works for most businesses. It is all about cash flow, but if they're working for you, then it's going to make it possible to reinvest. So.
100%. Exactly. And if you guys are able to optimize that, those keywords and everything to take advantage of the Google's algorithms and everything like that, you know, I'd much trust you guys to do that than me, because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Got it. Well, yeah, that's what we're here for.
Thank you.
Okay, so Tim, with your permission, I would bill $300 for Google Ads with the card that we already have on file.
Yes, please.
Okay, and as discussed, it will be added to your future bill, but so it will be a few days... few days in most cases before the ad campaign is up and created. And then if you have any questions along the way, give us a call. But, you know, you want to give it just a little bit of time to start seeing that result, because after it's set up, it's sort of in a learning curve. You may have noticed.
Right. And you need to get some data in there first.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Okay.
No worries. I'm all privy to it. I know I have to have a little patience. So, you know, they say patience is a virtue, and you know, right now it's about all. That's all I have. So, yeah. No, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. So, hopefully, we turn that around for you quickly. And do you have any other questions I can help you with right now?
No, ma'am, you've just been such a blessing for me today. I hope you have such a wonderful day, and if I have any questions, I'll just give you guys a call back. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.